Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977. Except for tomorrow from 3:30 to 6:30. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
Or you can still go to our website during the game, though, kenmoreteam.com, and let us know if we can be of assistance. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Doing good, doing good.
Absolutely.
Excited about eating a lot tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Well, good for you. I'm not, because I'm on a 100-day challenge now, and my teammates will not be happy if I eat my normal Super Bowl run.
John, so are you? I'm guessing you're rooting for the Pats tomorrow.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
There you go, folks. That is Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua Bank. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, we're just getting the house cleaned up. We're going to have a bunch of family and friends over tomorrow, and looking forward to an awesome game.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy national real estate story. And so this was a good one for me because it doesn't make any sense, and these stories don't for me sometimes. But Jeff Gordon has a Colorado ranch, which is absolutely incredible, 2,000-acre ranch, and he recently had to do a major price cut, $12.5 million down to $10.5 million. How'd you like to take a $2 million price cut? He has sold two properties as he looks into retirement there. What gets me, though, is what did sell already was his $25 million condo in New York. Now, I'll tell you what, if I had to pick between the $25 million condo in New York and the 2,000-acre ranch for half that price,
I'm probably moving to Colorado.
Yep. You can come visit me in Colorado. That's exactly right. But I think it goes back to that old location issue that can drive value many, many times. On a local story, we always like to take what's going on in the local news and relate that to what we're seeing in the real estate market. We've been talking really the last 2 months about low inventory. And then you see this week, jobs report come out for the Tri-Cities area that we are at the highest employment levels that we have seen in the Tri-Cities, even higher than when we had the stimulus package and the jobs come through. So when you look at that, okay, no wonder we have low inventory. We have the highest employment rate and people moving in to the area to take those jobs. And at the same time, that has driven our inventory levels down.
You know, Lance, I want to chime in on this. I've been seeing a lot of clients moving in from various parts of the country, actually. And one thing that's really nice that Umpqua does is that we'll fund a loan without requiring 30 days of pay stubs, which is very unique. If you're relocating and talking to a lender and they say, well, you got to get on a job and we need 30 days worth of pay stubs, that's kind of been the standard. But with Umpqua, we'll fund the loan on the day they start their new job. And it's really helping a lot of people who are relocating. We're seeing that a lot lately.
Yeah, it definitely has changed the outlook of our market a little bit, and that's good to know because a lot of times those folks will come out on house hunting trips and they want to make that, they'll find the house prior to starting the job, they want to get that under contract, and then simultaneously do their move with their starting date, and so you're saying with Umpqua we can make that possible.
Yeah, we'll fund it on, we start the loan before they even move over here, and we fund it on the day they start work.
Absolutely, good information. Well, we've been kind of the first couple weeks here. We've been doing a look back at 2014. We've been talking about some of the trends that go on there. One of the things that we always like to do every couple months is we like to get an expert on commercial real estate in here that works that market really hard, a leader in the industry, and talk to us about what's going on there. So we have with us in the studio today Mr. James Wade, managing broker up there at NAI, commercial real estate.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. How has things been in the world of commercial real estate?
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. What you're seeing in residential, we see in commercial, rates are low. our employment in this area is high, so there is a demand for commercial real estate. Would like to take just a moment of your valuable airtime to take a pause and say a silent prayer to the U.S. tax code, if you could do it again.
Nice.
You know, I don't know who invented the 1031 tax exchange, but it's a beautiful thing. And what that translates to is we have high job numbers, we have low interest rates, and we have a tax code that if you buy something of a like property, you're not taxed. If you don't buy something of a like property after you've sold, you pay a 30% haircut. Hmm. I'm pleased to say the good news is we've got multiple folks like that looking for properties to buy in the Tri-Cities, and I'm ashamed to say that our inventory, much like your residential, is getting a little picked over. So I'm here today as if being here with you is not enough.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
I'm here to pitch that the commercial market is extremely picked over. And if you've got a commercial property of virtually any type in any location that you want to sell, please give me a call because we have buyers. And with the 1031 program, they have to buy within a limited time frame, and it's a pretty tight window. I personally have two people like that that have to close on a sale by the middle of February.
Wow.
Time is tight. Other brokers in my office who are as busy as I am have folks as well.
Well, that's good information. And one of the things that we run into a lot, and we end up helping a lot of clients also, that 1031 exchange. Maybe they're switching from commercial to a residential investment type of property. And we've kind of been seeing the same thing. Like, we're really having to work to find them some of those properties that they can get into and turn into rentals. And a lot of people have moved to the, like we just talked about, they moved here with their job growth. They've relocated here. Now the markets have rebounded nationally, so they're selling their investment properties they had in California, Arizona, and these other states, and trying to move that money here so they can keep an eye on things. But you, like you said, in a lower inventory market, that makes it a little more difficult. Before we ask James a couple more questions, what's your background? How long have you been in commercial real estate and over there at NAI?
You know, I've been in commercial real estate for over 20 years now, beginning in the development business and then going into commercial. Been with NAI for about 4 years now. Wanted to have the opportunity to be an owner and be a principal, and wanted to be a part of a national organization so I could serve my clients throughout the U.S. You know, I've got a client right now that is coming in from Ireland, which is my first from Ireland.
Wow.
We're getting people from literally all over the globe, and so having an international office that you can refer to in Paris and wherever, having a national office and throughout the U.S. is really helpful. And it's been great, and we've got 8 brokers there now, so we are the largest and we are the only national commercial office in the Tri-Cities. And with 8 brokers, you get a lot of activity in our hallways, and so it's pretty handy to go next door and pop into somebody and seek their opinion or let them know about a property.
That is fantastic, and I know you've helped my family, you've helped Karen and I personally buy some commercial properties, advise us on what we needed to do, so for that, I thank you. It's always easier to say good things about you when I've used you.
You're a fun guy to work with. You're one of my favorite clients, Lance. You say, send me the data, and I send you the numbers, and about 2 hours later, you call me and say yes or no, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's how we like to do it. For sure. So talk to me about what about commercial real estate do you like? I mean, people kind of make a decision, residential, commercial. What is it about commercial real estate that really gets you charged up?
You know, what gets me out of bed in the morning, my tagline is fulfill your plan. So what makes me feel like what I do has a value besides the money, and we all make money at what we do, but helping people that you bump into them at Safeway 2 years later and they tell you how good their business is doing because you put them in the right location at the right rate and the right terms, and now they want to talk to you about the second location. That is really enriching to help people succeed in their careers. You know, like a lot of people in commercial, I started out in residential. I'd like to publicly acknowledge that you are somewhat demented because
Yeah, there are days we wonder, but we're loving it. We're loving it.
A lot of emotion. And that's, for me, I like business. I like numbers. I like the property works for what we want it, make it do, and it makes me money. For you, obviously, you like to see the look in the eye when they see that house and go, okay, we could raise our kids here. This is the place we want to live.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a big distinction for sure, and makes a huge, huge difference. Another thing, too, is in general, what was the feeling as 2014 closed out? Like, how was that market for you guys, and how was that locally here in Tri-Cities?
You know, 2014 was a good year, kind of year that you're happy to have. We're all looking at 2015 and thinking, you know what, 5 years from now, we're going to look back and go, wow, 2015 was amazing.
Right.
So we think it's going to be a phenomenal year. The commercial money rates are incredibly low. The demand is quite high. The stability in our market, and that's really what separates the Tri-Cities from the rest of the universe, is we are a stable market. We're not always as sexy as the Las Vegas, where you see a 20% spike in a year.
Right.
That's followed by a 30% downward spike.
Right. It can be that we've seen that.
You know, we tick along at about 3% a year up and just keep ticking and ticking and ticking, and it's predictable, it's stable, it's a good place to put your money.
And I just from an outsider's perspective, it just seems like the Tri-Cities has kind of grown up a little bit the last 3 years. You know, it's been really fun to, you know, drive down Columbia Center Boulevard and see some of those buildings, like where Fire Pizza is there, by, you know, and some of those modern buildings with some newer building techniques in it. It just seems like that we've kind of inherited some of those bigger city trends, and it's really advancing quickly.
You know, coupled with the job numbers are the fact that our jobs tend to pay a little bit higher than some other areas. And so if you're, for instance, Chipotle is a client of our office. They are locating in the Tri-Cities in a location that I can't quite disclose yet, but they are coming, and they do what every other national or regional client does, and that's look at the household demographic, the spending dollars. Can they afford to buy my pizza, burger, or in their case, burrito? And we shake out pretty well with that.
Yeah.
And our lease rates shake out pretty well, because although they're starting to trend up, we're still a pretty cheap place to do business.
Well, that is good, good information. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tom Coyne a little bit more about what's going on in the mortgage industry, and pepper James Wade here with a few more questions about commercial real estate.
And we'll be right back on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking commercial real estate, taking a look with James Wade from NAI here about what's happening in the local Tri-Cities commercial real estate market. And similar to the residential, you guys have been busy, and sounds like inventory's been a little low.
It's good to be in the Tri-Cities.
So if someone has had a commercial building that they bought 8 or 9 years ago, they're listening to this radio show, there's a good chance that that's somebody you want to talk to.
Absolutely.
Because you've got buyers with 1031 money that have to buy in the next 30 to 60 days.
15 to 30 days.
Okay. Got you. So quick cash closing.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
And since you asked, my phone number is 521-3724.
Okay.
I would love to hear from you.
Perfect. And if you're driving and don't want to go off the road and get that, you can always send that email to kenmoreteam.com. We'll get it over to James. Tom, what is going on with Umpqua and lending? What's happening over there?
Well, Lance, with us having James Wade on here to talk about commercial real estate, I thought it was fitting to talk about investment properties.
Absolutely.
Now, myself, Lance, we both have investment properties, and I think it's a great way to build long-term wealth, but I'm a residential loan officer, and basically what that means is I'll finance residential homes that are 4 units or less.
Okay.
When you get over 4 units, that's going to take it to a commercial property, and then I'm going to get you over one of my commercial loan officers. So that's kind of the line we draw in the sand there, the distinction between residential and commercial. It is 4 units or less residential. Over that, it's going to be commercial. Now, if you're looking to purchase a 1-unit investment property, we're going to require 15% down payment. However, the mortgage insurance is pretty high at that. So I always recommend at least get to 20% down, because then you don't have to pay that PMI. And then when you get to 25%, the rates get even better. And it's generally about 0.25% to 0.75% higher if you put 20% down versus the 25. Now, I do have programs that let a client purchase a home, either 2 or 4 units, if they're going to be living in one of the units, and we can treat it as an owner-occupied property. And that's going to get you into the house with just 3.5% down. So let's say you don't own a home right now, and you're thinking you want to possibly get a rental or something that you're going to convert to a rental at some point in the future, say 2 years down the road, but you don't have that large down payment. You can call it owner-occupied, get you into the property. You're going to be living in one unit, and that gets you in with just that 3.5% down payment. Now, when you're looking to refinance an investment property, the maximum loan to value we can go to is 75%, meaning that the loan cannot be higher than 75% of what the home is worth. Now, mortgage-backed securities and interest rates, as everyone's probably heard by now, are the lowest they've been in 19 or 20 months. I mean, it's an incredible time in the lending industry. So if you have an investment property, I'd strongly recommend you pull out that mortgage statement and just look at your interest rate. And if you think you could be doing better, you should give me a call. Let's say we put you into a new 30-year loan. That could potentially increase your cash flow if the cash flow is most important. Maybe your goal is to get that thing paid off. We can look at going to a 15-year loan. Maybe your payment stays the same or even drops, but then you're going to cut time off of the term. So either way, it's definitely a good time to just evaluate what you have as far as rates right now on your properties and make sure you're getting as good as you should be getting. I put all my rentals on 15-year loans, and I still make a little bit of money over what my mortgage payment is.
Yeah, so, you did the same thing for me. When you refied, you did mine on 15 also.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's incredible, and the low interest rates are the only reason that's possible. Now, I wanted to go over a couple ideas on how people could come up with enough money to make the down payment that is required on investment properties. And I've actually been working with a client here over the last few months, and we've just done 2 properties for him. He actually pulled $150,000 out of his retirement account, and he wanted to use that to buy as many rentals as he could. Now, he's cash flowing over $450 a month on each of these 2 rental properties that he just purchased. If he can use that $150,000 to buy 5 rental properties, and they're each making $450 a month, that's $2,250 a month off his $150,000. And if my math's right, that comes to an 18% return on that investment. So not a bad way to get into the rental market. Another way you can potentially come up with some funds is look at the equity you have in your primary residence that you live in right now. Potentially, you could do a home equity loan and borrow from the equity you have in that to help you get into a rental. And of course, there's the old-fashioned way of just starting to save up for the down payment. So investment properties, in my opinion, is the safest and best way to build long-term wealth. I don't just preach it. I live it. Lance lives it. If you have any questions on financing for investment properties, feel free to call at any time.
Sounds good. One thing I like about sending clients that do that over to Tom is that's exactly right. He's in that industry. He's doing exactly what he's saying himself. So you just look at it a little bit differently when you have those rental properties and you know how that needs to be structured.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do is I always run out of time and I don't put in our new amazing listings. So real quick, before we get to a little bit more about commercial real estate, I've got 3 new listings that are fantastic. In fact, we've already had in the last 2 or 3 days 4 or 5 showings on each of them. But still available as of right now, we've got 4214 West Klamath Avenue. And what this is this is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, plus a den condo that's in West Kennewick. On the main level, you've got living room, vaulted ceilings, rock fireplace. They've gone into the kitchen. They've done brand new solid surface countertops, double oven, updated appliances. They did bamboo floors. You got a big master suite. And then on the upper level, you've got tile floors that have been put in. You've got a loft area overlooking the living room and a den bonus room up there. Community pool and tennis courts. Basketball court, and all of this coming in for a condo like this, talking about investment property, $124,000.
Wow.
$124,000. I mean, it doesn't even seem like, but there are pockets where you can still get into a property, and this one is laid out amazing for it. for what it is. I honestly don't think it'll be available on Monday because five showings is really quick for a couple days. So that is a good one. If you're interested in that, please let us know. Pick number two, 6115 Kent Lane in Pasco. This is a beautiful new traditions built house. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath home, and it's on a dead-end street right now, so super quiet neighborhood. Hardwood floors, open living room with the gas fireplace, custom kitchen, huge master suite with large walk-in closets. It's got a 26x12 bonus room and an additional exterior entrance. So if you want to do that home type of business, home type of office, it's already set up with a second additional exterior entrance. Heated and air conditioning storage room with that exterior entrance. So the current owner was running a little business out of there. Fantastic, fantastic property. Fully fenced backyard, and that's priced at $285,000. So to get that big of a home in West Pasco, new traditions, high quality, great, great property. Give us a call about that. And the last thing that we've got is we have got a lot out in Bend City. This is right on the edge of kind of the Red Mountain area. Great place to build a dream home. Amazing panoramic views. It's on the north slope of Red Mountain. So you're real close to all the wineries, minutes from amenities and the shopping out there now. Power and cable ran to the property, and that's priced at $47,000 to get a lot for that. So we're collecting this inventory, we're meeting with clients, we're getting new places put on the market, and so there's some great, great things happening out there. Back to the world of commercial real estate, we talked to James about the inventory levels and what was going on out there. One of the things I've always been interested in is we see a lot of these commercial buildings, and then we have these just kind of blank open spaces, like they didn't finish them. I see you've got for rent signs out there. I think in your business, is that called a vanilla shell?
You know, Lance, I'd love to talk to you about that, but I've got to go buy a condo in Kennewick right now.
That's
a screaming deal.
It is. It is a great deal. It's going to go. I mean, it's awesome. So how does that process work? So you have businesses looking for that, or how does that work with your owners?
What you're referring to is called a vanilla shell, and it's a space that's never been built out.
Okay.
What I always tell clients, I leave them with the searing mental image of me posing as the Lady Justice in the Scales of Justice.
That is searing. I'm not sure I need to hear that.
We go with what works.
Okay, good.
It's lease rate, lease term, and tenant improvements. So you take that empty space. Gosh, I want to be in there for a year, and I want to pay half your rent. Well, you're not going to get much of that built out.
Okay.
You know what? I'll do 3 years, and I'll pay closer to your rent. You're probably going to get most of that space built out, and built out exactly the way that you want it. I've got an appointment Friday with a physician looking at a space on Deschutes in Kennewick, and it is a blank canvas. And the nice thing with that, we have a team of architects and engineers and contractors that we can pull into the mix and say, let's lay it out exactly the way you want it. And here's a blank piece of building. It's pretty fun because they go, well, okay, we'll put Sue here and Bob will go there and you lay it out. So you get the perfect flow that allows you to do more of what you do, to make more money, to be more efficient, to have a better work environment. And so the vanilla shell is a pretty attractive thing.
Yeah, that's great. And like I see a lot of those getting filled up. Like you said, you know, it has been just crazy. We're seeing new businesses pop up and things like that happen. I mean, it seems like South Kennewick has been cranking away out there, South Richland area. I mean, every time we look, there's new businesses coming into those spots.
You know, there's a funny thing in my business that if you have a space that's been sitting empty for a while and somebody expresses an interest or writes a letter of intent to lease in it, it pretty much guarantees there's going to be two other people behind them. And so Fujiyama's out on Queensgate is a classic example of a space that had been sitting there since Fujiyama opened. They had an end cap, and that sat there for, I want to say, about 2.5 years. It's now leased to another restaurant that I can't give you the name of quite yet, but they had 3 offers on that in a week after it sat there for 2.5 years.
Wow, you're exactly right. It seems like people's, and residential works that way a lot too. You'll have a house that was on the market for 30 days, but a lot of times what happens is maybe when it first went on the market, there was a lot of competition. That other competition goes away, You get two or three buyers looking, all of a sudden they're the only one on the market. Well, two or three other people know that same thing. So we always tell clients that when you find what you like, that's why we send them to Tom to get the pre-approval letter before we start looking. Because when you find what you like and you know that's the one, we should immediately drive to the office and try to seal that up. And that makes a big, big difference. Well, James, what else to wrap up here do we need to know about commercial real estate before we go?
It's a great time to own it, and it's a great time to be selling it. So if you've got a property, you can't quite make up your mind, I go back to fulfill your plan. Give me a shout. Let's get together and see what makes sense. A commercial real estate, much like owning a home, is a long-term investment, and it requires a long-term plan. So let's put together a plan that gets you where you want to go. But right now, you have alternatives that a couple of years ago in the Tri-Cities you didn't have. So it's a great time to be doing some hard looking and figuring out where to go from here.
Well, perfect. As we wrap up here, I just want to say thank you because you've taken good care of a lot of our clients, our family. Appreciate that. And you're also always very quick if I have questions where something's borderline commercial, residential. Thank you for the advisement and the help over the years. Appreciate that. And Tom, thanks for coming in to talk to us about the money. If people need to get some of that money for their purchase, how do we get a hold of you?
You know, you can apply on my website anytime, day or night. And the website is www.tomcoinhomeloans.com, or feel free to call me at the office at 783-7300.
Absolutely. And we will be right back here next week on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update
on News Talk 870. Oh,